Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Christine Mockler-Casper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the author of From Now On With Passion, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence. Christine is the founder and the president of Communication, Motivation, and Management Incorporated, which is a consulting firm specializing in communication, leadership, and project management and emotional intelligence. She's spoken to hundreds of thousands of people. She's trained thousands. She's an author, a facilitator, an award-winning lecturer. And as I said, her book is From Now On With Passion. It's all about the emotional side of us. And as you know, folks, ladies and gentlemen, you know how much I talk about this type of thing, the spirit, the emotions that were involved in us. And I'm excited about having Christine Mockler-Casper on the show. Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, very much.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your book. Christine, one of the things that my audience knows, I spend a lot of time talking either just by myself or with other guests, talking about the spirit of small business owners, helping them to understand that they have this spirit, that it's not just their body running around, that there is more than just the reasoning and the logic of a business. There's the emotional side. And you write about that in your book, and I wanted you to talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. There is the mind-body-heart connection, which we all know. And every single one of our 3 trillion body cells has a receptor in the emotional brain, which is called the limbic system. But it's our emotions that give us our humanity, and our emotions are intelligent. And our emotions are information, and we want to make sure that we do not lose that information. Jim, it's been proven that your emotional intelligence is twice as important as your IQ in attaining and sustaining success, and whatever your definition of success is. We've got to listen to our spirit. We've got to listen to the information of our emotions.
Well, I'm glad. I did not know that about the cells, the 3 trillion cells. Each one of them have a direct connection, huh? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. And emotions are not good. Emotions are not bad. How we choose to respond to our emotions may be good or bad. But emotions, again, as I said, are information. And if we lose that information, we're losing part of our authenticity. We're losing who we are.
Go ahead.
We each have a song in our soul, and however you would like to word that, but we each have a song in our soul, and if we don't sing it, it will never be heard. And some people have no idea, absolutely no idea, what makes them unique or what makes them different.
Well, I see that. No, I think you're right about that. I see people that I believe have never tried to make contact with, to understand or define for themselves their own spirit, when I use the word spirit, I think that's maybe more of an overarching term than emotions. But when you talk about being your emotions being, you know, what makes you a human, I agree with you, because you know humans are the self-aware of the species. We're probably the only really self-aware, as far as I know. Self-aware species of all the animals, and that's something that we don't need to miss, is it? I mean, we need to take advantage of the fact that we can be self-aware.
And that's the key to emotional intelligence, is that good self-awareness. And to have self-awareness, we have to listen again to the physical sensations in our body, which are a cue to what's happening with our emotions, and our emotions are a cue to our inner core or our spirit.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I want to do is in your book you actually publish several definitions of what you call the emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. and your definition plus a bunch of other folks' definitions. And what I want you to do right now is just give us, recite for us one of those definitions, and then we'll talk about it when we come back after these messages. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll give you the formal definition, and then I'll paraphrase it. Emotional intelligence is our ability to sense, understand, manage, and apply the power and information of our emotions as our greatest source of energy, influence, and connection.
And Christine, hold on to that. Now, we're going to come back after these messages, and we're going to come back to this definition and talk about it just a little bit more. Folks, this could be one of the keys to helping you be successful in your small business. Trust me on that one. I believe it's true. 20 Tail, stay with us. We're back at 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, First up, we've got me. I'm going to be talking to you about some more of our financial resolutions. I've got a few more of those that I want to talk about. Then after that, we're going to be visiting with Bill Huss and John Fox. And there are two brand spanking new mediators. These are guys who've been attorneys and judges, and they've become mediators. And they're going to talk to us about the virtues of mediation as opposed to lawsuits. And that's coming up in the next hour. Christine Mockler-Casper is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of From Now On With Passion. Christine, you were just giving us the definition of emotional intelligence, and I really would like for you to say it again because I want them to hear it the second time. And folks, remember, when you hear it twice on the show, that means it's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Christine.
Okay. Emotional intelligence is your ability to sense, understand, manage, and apply the power and information of your emotions as your greatest source of energy, connection, and influence. And now let me paraphrase.
Your greatest source. That's a pretty strong statement there, Christine.
Well, it is. If you think, Jim, nothing great in this world has ever been accomplished without the power of emotions behind it. No small business, no work of art, no relationship. Because when you can use and understand your emotions, it helps you be present in the moment, it helps you facilitate your thought, and it definitely helps you be in harmony with your mind, your body, and your spirit. Mm-hmm. And it helps you deal with reality.
Well, one of the things that I know that we have to do is to learn how to manage our emotions, because it's not good to be emotionless in your small business. But you also have to be careful not to let your emotions get the best of you.
Correct.
And how do we do that?
Okay. Well, first of all, as a small business owner myself, what we know is we have to be able to face reality and deal with reality. And if we ignore the feelings or sensations or emotions that we have, we often put off dealing with reality. And you were talking that you'll be discussing financial implications. That's a big thing that often small business owners don't face reality. They get a gut feeling in their stomach and they ignore it. So we can ignore our emotions. The other thing we can do is give free will to our emotions and just go berserk when something irritates us. And then we do not get the results that we would choose if we had been wise, reasonable, and compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is not manage our emotions. You can't manage those. But you can manage your responses to your emotions. So always what we want to do is try and be very present in the moment and allow information to get from our emotions to our rational thinking brain so we can choose a response. Those with low emotional intelligence react. Those with high emotional intelligence use their IQ to make good decisions, because they take the information of their emotions, let it go to their rational brain, and then make a decision in the present moment.
What would it look like? What would be an example of what it would look like when someone was demonstrating low emotional intelligence?
If you said something on the phone now that irritated me and I went, "Jim, I can't stand that."
Yeah.
Now that probably would not be appropriate on the air.
And thank you for not doing that earlier, by the way.
But I want to make sure that I'm authentic and that I am real. So what I literally would do, because we feel before we think, and people do not realize that we feel before we think, and it takes information almost 6 seconds to get to our rational brain. So if, perchance, you said something that, for some reason, because of my perspective or background, irritated me, I don't want to jump at you right away. I want to pause. And that great phrase that I used earlier, say to myself, if I were wise, reasonable, and compassionate, how would I choose to respond to Jim now?
If I like that. If I were wise, reasonable, and compassionate, how would I respond? And it doesn't have to be things that irritate us. It could be things that frighten us, too, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Any emotion. And we have so many different emotions.
Give us some examples of emotions.
Fear, sadness, joy. And what can really help us align and be ready to deal with situations that may cause us to be afraid or angry or sad is there are two things that we, many things we can do, but among them are two things. Be very clear about what our values are. Some people have no idea of what the key values are in their lives. And what we suggest for small business owners, for individuals, is write down the number 1, 2, and 3 most important values in your life. And think of them every morning when you wake up.
A value would be like my children, my
honesty.
Faith life, my faith. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not values. You mean like human values, not things that are around that are around us, like people or.
No, it could. Well, family, absolutely. For example, the top priorities in my life could be my family, honesty, and generosity, or my faith. And each of us have a different set of values. But be very clear what your values are, and then be very clear about where you are going in your life. Because when we have purpose, we have peace, passion, power, perspective, and we can use our potential. And we know that more businesses have failed because of lack of clear purpose or focus than technological concerns or competition.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is true for individuals. And Jim, if we aren't clear about what our purpose is, then we get a grade of D. We get distracted easily, discouraged. We delay. We feel defeated.
Christine, do you have a website?
www.cm-minc.com.
All right. Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our new friend, Christine Mockler-Casper, the author of From Now On with Passion, A Guide to Emotional Intelligence. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, Christine Mockler-Casper. She's the author of From Now On with Passion. And Christine, I want you to give us that website again, please.
It's www.cm-minc.com.
Okay, and that stands for, that's the acronym for Communication, Motivation, and Management Incorporated, which is the name of Christine's book. I mean, of her company, I'm sorry. Christine, which page is it? It's in the early part of the book, across from part one, the section
right.
called High and Low. You have a poem. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Would you read that poem for us?
Yes, because it is the essence of what emotional intelligence is, and it's the essence of what business is. It's the essence of what teams are. And the poem is, If I Could Do It Again. If I could do it again, I would determine what makes me unique and express it. I would envision my destiny and commit to create it. I would enthusiastically follow my head and my heart, and I would take you along with me to dance on the journey.
That's a great poem. I'm sorry, go ahead, Christine.
And if you think about it, Jim, that's what we as individuals are striving to do. That's what we as business owners are striving to do, to determine what makes us unique and live it, and to be focused about our destiny and to use all the information of our head, heart, and our gut, and to connect with others as we have fun on our journey.
Well, I have said that I've decided that wisdom is knowing which one of those to listen to. We all have things coming into our head, our heart, and our gut. We react with one of those. We could react with either one of those in any given day on a number of things. And the wisdom is knowing which one to pay attention to, you know. And I think you're, maybe we could say that wisdom gives you the ability to wait those 6 seconds you were talking about, so I can determine, you know, which way to respond. I want to talk about self-awareness for a minute. You have actually, I think it's 6 different steps, 6 tools you call them, to increase your self-awareness. As I said in the very beginning, Christine, self-awareness is the primary difference between us and the other animals. And you know, if you look at a cow or a horse out in the pasture, you know, you wonder, you know, they're not self-aware. It's not that they don't see what's going on in the world, but they're not self-aware. And we are, humans are self-aware. But the thing is that if we don't practice this self-awareness, if we're not aware of that, so to speak, then really we aren't taking advantage of this blessing that we've been given.
I think we all know people in life who just don't get it. They're not in the moment, and information is going by them left and right, and other people's feelings and thoughts are going by them, but they're not aware, so they don't get it. Self-awareness is the key to emotional intelligence. And one of the ways to increase your self-awareness is by using your physical senses. Be very conscious of the mind-body connection, because our body is always sending signals to us. So if you feel something in your gut, or you feel a tenseness in your neck or your shoulders, there's a reason. So what you want to do is understand the emotions or the feelings behind that physical sensation. Just don't wipe it out. Again, because we know the mind-body-heart connection.
So you actually believe that we can strengthen our emotional intelligence just like we can improve our intellect, and as we can strengthen our body, don't you?
Absolutely. And it's pretty difficult, really, to raise your IQ. We can do it, but it's difficult. We can absolutely increase our emotional intelligence. Once we have an awareness of it, then we have an accountability and a responsibility to increase it. It's much easier to increase than your IQ.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to say that if you're having difficulty with other people, if you're not keeping employees as long as you think, you know, you've got some good employees, but you can't seem to hang on to them, maybe your customers don't respond to you as you hope they would, maybe other relationships aren't going as well, I'd like to propose, Christine, that maybe you want to take a look at your emotional intelligence. What do you think?
Absolutely. Because we need to connect well to ourselves first, and then we can connect well to others. And if we're not in harmony with our mind, soul, body, and emotions, then we will always find others who irritate us, or we will not be able to have compassion and put ourselves in other people's shoes. And people will not necessarily remember what we say. People will not necessarily remember what we do. But others will always remember how we made them feel.
Mm-hmm. Well said, Christine. Will you come back again another day?
Jim, I enjoyed this so much. Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for being here. Christine Mockler-Casper, ladies and gentlemen, the author of From Now On With Passion. And Christine, tell us where the book's available again.
It's available online, Amazon, any place online, and most major bookstores.
Thank you, Christine. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.